Hi, you're listening to Funny You Should Ask, the podcast of Belmont Wesley Fellowship. I'm David Hollis. I'm the campus minister for Belmont Wesley Fellowship. And despite my voice cracking just a minute ago, I am almost 39 years old. I am joined today by a longtime friend in many different ways. Our paths have crossed in various times in our lives. And he is here to also continue to share advice and thoughts on our current series called Somebody Told Me, which is about advice and thoughts that we are sharing with brand new students. So today, Dr. Philip Lee is joining me. Dr. Lee is, you can obviously now give your official academic title of its fullness at Belmont. Feel free.
Sure. Thanks for having me on here. So my academic title is Associate Professor of Pharmacy Practice, and I'm in the College of Pharmacy.
And have you started back courses yet?
So we start the same time everyone does, but we do have a couple of pre-semester seminars. So actually in about an hour, I'll jump on and do some pre-teaching for a certificate program that we offer through the college. So
okay.
Today. So just a few minutes from now, in fact.
Okay. And are you, I know that graduate and professional programs, are you all able to meet in person, or are you conducting everything virtually right now as well?
Yeah. So we've kind of been given a little bit of an exception because some of our stuff has to be in person.
Right.
And so our program is very lockstep. So what I mean is the whole P1 class takes all the same classes. And so
sure.
Really it'd be almost impossible for us to offer an online or a virtual. So or an in-person option. So what we've done is limit as much in-person activity as possible.
Okay.
And try to schedule our students so that, you know, one class is on site at one time. So there's not intermixing between the classes to reduce contact. So,
right.
And then of course my students that I take in the fourth year at the hospital, they're on site, but we also try to limit their contact there too. So
sure.
I'll send them home in the afternoon.
Right. Right. So, Dr. Lee and I, as I mentioned, go way back. We were fraternity brothers in college together and played in a band together. However, briefly, I was fired from the band summarily, and that's something we'll bring up later in this episode. But Dr. Lee, share with our listeners, your piece of advice had to do with kind of confronting or at least being honest about anxiety that students may have. And I thought that was interesting. And again, when I knew you in a previous life, I never would have imagined you to be someone who had any anxiety at all. In college, you seemed to kind of float above the air. And so I would love to hear you tell more about what college was like for you and your experience in college. And of course, we have both attended advanced programs beyond our undergraduate years. And so maybe you want to get into some of that and that experience for you as well.
Sure. Yeah. I think, you know, I started college in 98 and we weren't as open maybe about some of our mental health issues or anxiety that we all, you know, all of us sort of have a baseline. And I think especially with, you know, high performance students, college students, sometimes our anxiety is it's a benefit, but in social situations, it can definitely be a detriment. And so I experienced this as a freshman. You know, I come into a situation, and fortunately I knew a few of the people that already went to college there and were upperclassmen. And so that helped really, you know, alleviate some of that. But I still, in new groups, I'll always tend to focus on the people I already know. And
right.
And that can be especially challenging when you don't know anybody.
Right.
And your first few days of college, your first few weeks of college are like that. You'll end up in situations where you're really uncomfortable. And you're right, on the outside, many people are pretty shocked that I feel this way. But I also I view people that I don't like. I'll look at them and think there's no way they feel that way, and then later we'll have a conversation, and they're saying, you know, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just shy when I'm new to situations,
Right.
and so I think there's a lot of awkwardness for us in new situations, and it's easy to think that you're the only one, but it's just generally not true.
Right.
I
Yeah,
would just
and
go ahead.
oh, well, I was gonna add, I think especially students now who, you know, we had a just yesterday we had a Zoom open house for our campus ministry. And that to me was it was a great thing to offer students, but at the same time I thought, I don't know that I would go to this as a student because, you know, it's one thing when you're doing like an activities fair or something where you can kind of come in, come out and can kind of go by a table and check things out, but you know, you're not front and center. And you know, I was amazed that we had new students who I had never seen before. A few of them I had reached out to. I had either emailed or texted to introduce myself because I'd gotten their contact information. But we had one student who I had no idea who she was, and she showed up, and I was just deeply impressed that anyone would do that because you're just putting yourself out there. And with Zoom, in terms of at least on video, you know, there's no hiding. You're right there. You can, you know, obviously put up a, you know, a picture of a horse or something else, but like, you know, what it is right there. So
Yeah, I
any
mean,
thoughts
it
to how
definitely
that's going?
complicates things, especially, you know, with all the wild stuff we have going on this year. And you're right. Even I was even at my advanced age, I had a convention or to go to that got canceled, and it was an online workshop that we had to be participate in still. And still, there's still a baseline of anxiety when you're working with people you don't know, and that can be doubled over when you don't get the same type of interaction. You're not forced into the same room. You're not forced to overcome it. So it can be definitely challenging. And I'll share a little bit about my graduate school experience too. I shared this. I'm the advisor of our P1 class coming in. And I was a little bit older when I went back to school, I felt out of place, right? And
Right.
like being older can be, you know, analogous to any other thing that makes you feel out of place,
Right.
right? So, you know, it could be look, the way you dress, whatever. You just don't feel like you quite fit in with the majority of the group. And so I had even more anxiety. Starting graduate school than I did undergraduate. You know, most of the folks I started undergraduate with, we were 18. We were all, you know, dumb and doing dumb stuff, and it was really kind of easy to just blend into that. But there was when I, you know, 27, 28 years old, starting graduate school, that was really challenging. And I think that it was an unrealistic fear, right? Like it was something that made, like when you step back away from it. You know, and I look back now, some of my best friends that I have in my life are my pharmacy school friends. And never once did they really, you know, judge me for being old or different. And I was older than them. But it's something that, you know, once I'm o able to overcome it, it seems to work. But just initially, it can be so challenging.
What do you do for the students you're advising? What are either practices you have or kind of what's something that you maybe have adopted in terms of helping them to feel safe around you to be able to share maybe what they're going through? I know, you know, in the pharmacy world, I would imagine there's a decent amount probably of competition in terms of students wanting to stand out and you know maybe distinguish themselves. And even though we are still, I think, as a culture and as a society, much more embracing of people being honest about mental health issues that they might have, that still can be difficult. What are things maybe that you might share that you do to help students with that? Or is that something that maybe just happens naturally and you don't think as much about it?
It's a really good question. And I struggle with making sure that students know that I'm open to listening. Sometimes I'm a little sarcastic and that can come off in the wrong situations is a little bit rude maybe. And I work on that. But one thing I do intentionally is I tell part of my story and I explicitly state that I am willing to listen and that I understand that, you know, school is a challenging time,
right?
So it can be overwhelming and not just school, but the things that go on outside of school. And so sometimes, especially if I'm dealing with somebody who's dealing with a loss or an impending loss of a relative, you know, I've described the situation about me losing my father when I was in college. And the anxiety and the depression that came along with that. And I also try to relate some of the strategies that I used, you know, so making sure that I was connected with my close group of friends. Because truthfully, if it weren't for my friends and the staff and the faculty at the school I went to and we went to, that I don't think I would have made it through. So, you know, I'm explicit about my desire to know what's going on.
Right.
And then I'll also try to share and be a little vulnerable so that it feels like this is a reality for probably everybody.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to hog all the time in terms of sharing my own situation, but yeah, I'm actually, you and I haven't talked about this, I don't think, and I haven't shared this all that widely, but I'm starting another master's program and definitely have, you know, that feeling of what am I doing as an old man coming in here? And again, someone who's already had, you know, a decade of a career that I love and that I'm not trying to go away from, but it's led me to this place where I feel like I need more training in certain areas. And so I'm doing this, but at the same time, I'm nervous about, how vulnerable should I be, or should I just kind of keep my head down and, you know, plug away? And it's that balance too of, I have lots of friends and I don't want to shut out making friends, but I also know that my availability right now to make tons of more friends in a program is going to be pretty hampered by the fact that we've got two young kids and all these things. And so, yeah, I think you're right that so many people struggle in various ways with this. And the more we can normalize it and the more we can share our own stories in vulnerable ways can only help, I think.
Yeah, and the other piece that I'm on the caution side of this, you know, the one thing I want students to do and would say is like go out and experience and meet new people. But if you don't fit in a group, sometimes you just don't fit in.
Right.
Right. Sometimes, but there is a group for everyone.
Right.
And I think that, you know, this is a very, I don't know, you're pretty vulnerable when you're 18, 19, 20, I don't know, however old, you know, whoever starting college is, you know, whether they've taken a gap year or laid out a little, but there's a group for you. Right. There are people that will love you. And it, you know, maybe it takes, you know, hanging out with a couple of people that you end up being acquaintances with and don't end up being like friends. But, you know, maybe next semester you find a group that really is your group. And I would just say, you know, don't try to assimilate to a group just to be part of it. But find your group.
Right.
Find the group that accepts you the way you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing your story and being vulnerable. And we really appreciate it. And we will Definitely hope that all goes well for you and for the School of Pharmacy this semester.
Sure, thanks. Once we get back to normal, if you're ever in my quarter, you guys can come by and swing by and talk. I hold my office hours 8 hours a week for sure, so I'm available.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Philip Lee, and thanks to all of you for listening. We will continue this series next week as we share more from those who've submitted advice. Thanks for listening. God bless.